This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Kingdom Tide. Before we start today, a quick editorial note slash disclaimer. Over this month together, these entries will be shorter than the average daily text. In fact, they'll be about one-third the length. So I just wanted to let you know that up front and to ask for two things in the process. Number one, for us to embrace together the change of pace that can come with a change of season. It can be a part of the preparation for what is coming next. Number two, pray that the Holy Spirit will use these small ripples to stir up in us His kingdom tide. Now let's dive in. Ripple number one, dissatisfied. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Consider this. Blessed are the hungry and thirsty. Jesus is the man who calls himself the bread of life, feeds the multitudes, claims to be the source of internal streams of water, and commissions his followers to feed the sheep and extend a cup of cold water in his name. But here he says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst. Seems a touch-off message for Jesus. But Jesus doesn't want to simply still your appetite or numb your thirst. He wants to train and direct it toward Him, the only thing that will truly satisfy. His vision for you is not a comfortably full stomach, but a primal craving and hunger for what is needed most, what will fill to overflowing. His intention is not a refined palate, but a perpetual desire to draw from the deep well of holy love and divine righteousness. Jesus, strange as it seems, wants you to be dissatisfied with the things that are too small to fill out your soul or too low to reach true depth. Why? So that in the end, you learn that your oldest and persisting longings come to rest in Him. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. The prayer. Jesus, make me hungry. Please don't let me settle for satisfaction in anything but You. Awaken my deepest longing and keep me dissatisfied until my appetite is trained on You. The questions. Are you satisfied? Are you really? What is it that you want the most? Let that question hang with you today and actually bother you today. What is it that you want the most? Oftentimes, the real answer to that question is not the first answer, or even the second or the third answer. It's the kind of question that presses us deeper into understanding some core motivations. What is it that you want the most? For The Awakening, I'm Matt LaRoy.